What was a Belin like
then? Well, when I was a child, it was called Belin Yard because it was a yard and there used to be a square part. First there was a small house, then there was a brewery, then there was a pub, the Belin, and there was a little house at the hen where they used to make rocks and sweets and everything. There was lovely little lawns all down the side and paths up to the place. And that was before it was knocked down and the other houses built. And then people from Portsmouth used to come up in breaks and they used to throw pennies out at us. And things used to be lovely. We used to pick bunches of flowers and throw into the breaks. And they used to pull up at the pub and throw pennies out to us. It used to be lovely in them days. And now, of course, all that's been taken down and it's where you live now with just the Belin cottages, where it used to be Belin Yard.
What brewery was owned by the Belin?
Mr. Smith brewed his own beer.
Yeah, and what was
He was owner of the Belin pub. And we had a brewhouse there, and he brewed his own beer.
What was the brewhouse like?
Well, it was a big place painted yellow. We used to smell the hops being done. It was beautiful.
You said it had glass in it.
No, it didn't.
It mixed.
No,
something.
That was the houses. Oh. We were mixing it up.
Who helped to build Bell Cottages and when was it built?
Well, your great-grandfather helped to build that. And he was the first one that went into it to live when they were finished. They were built about round about 1875 or 6.
The bus garage wasn't there. Who lived in two Bell Cottages right until you left?
Well, Mrs. Weston lived in one side and we lived in the middle cottage and Mrs. Spurshot lived at the end. Mrs. Turner was in there too. I think it was Mrs. Turner lived there. Not Mrs. Weston, it was Mrs. Turner lived in one. And your gran and your us in the other, the granny. And then Mrs. Spurshot the other side. That's the old ones that lived in there. And then Granny Hooker lived in the one cottage. And then there was the brewhouse. Big brewhouse, then come the Belin pub. They had a nice passage all down with red bricks, and little lawns at the side. Then there was another house, a nice little villa at the bottom with bay windows, where an old lady used to make rocks and sweets and that and sell. Mint rocks and sweets, all sorts of sweets she used to make. And then she had a nice lawn. It was a very pretty place in that. That made the Belin Yard. It was a square.
It's a big yard.
Where brakes used to pull up.
Well, that 22-minute recording was recorded on Saturday, Sunday and Monday of the Easter holidays of 1984.